You're tuned to Groove 107.7 FM. It's Thursday night, so that means it's time for...
This is a record for kids who like to... You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep, it's Thursday night, time for The Adventures of the Coffee Bar Kid. Lou, welcome back to myself, and welcome to Emily Rose, my new daughter. Yes, she'll be... She'll be growing up very soon and joining you on air in the not-too-distant future. But for the moment, she's only 2 weeks old. So we'll forgive her if she mainly sleeps through pretty much everything. She's showing a good respect for Groove's music already. We have it on during the daytime. I know it keeps her rather sleepy, which is kind of cool, isn't it? I love them when they're that age. They're just nice. Although when they do grow up, they get to be a little bit better, like Groovy Bear, for example, who has been in a couple of times and read stories and things like that. So there's room for improvement. Anyway, you don't want to hear about my domestic issues. You want to hear what new music we've got. Well, Wanda Jackson, yes, the grandma of rockabilly is back. She was here a couple of weeks ago performing in Auckland, and she has a new album over called The Party Ain't Over, and that's pretty much true. Barnaby Weir has a new album out. Barnaby Weir, of course, from the Black Seeds fame, and the guy who put together Fly My Pretties, he is back, and he's got a second album out. Not Flash Harry, not This Kind of Time, something completely different, which is pretty cool. I'm going to throw a book review in later, just to whet your appetite for this sort of things that I've been reading lately, where every so often something pops through the mail worth a look. So we'll take a look at Alex Ross's book. And there I've got a bunch of other new music coming up as well. So stay tuned, it's The Adventures of the Coffee Bar Kid. And it's Thursday night, glad to have your company. We'll be right back. Zaza! That, of course, is Wanda Jackson. Wanda Jackson is indeed the undisputed queen of rock. When I say queen, I mean grandma queen. Queen mother maybe might be a better term. Anyway, this lady's in her 70s. Interestingly, until very recently, most of us had never heard of her, at least not down this particular part of the world. She's well known, of course, in the tight musical circles that I dwell in occasionally, but to the general public, most people are going, who? Huh? Whatever. Anyway, you can check out a whole bunch of stuff that she has on her website, wandajackson.com. No relation, of course, to Michael Jackson or anybody like that, but there is, you know, she's been out here a couple of times. She's actually, I should correct myself, she's the undisputed crown of rockabilly. Because, she started off in 1958, around about that time, with a one-time boyfriend who was Elvis Presley, who got her started at that particular time. So she was doing stuff with him. That's how she got started. And, of course, he was doing rockabilly at that particular point. And, you know, even the album that she's just put out, The Party Ain't Over, has definitely got some influences there of various bits and pieces on it. She's from Oklahoma. She's been around if Elvis Presley and her were around now, they'd be about 73, 74 by now. So there's something to contemplate. Just shows that, you know, the Rolling Stones are not the only ones who are full of formaldehyde. She put out a few albums over the years with a growl, as you can tell from that particular previous number. Songs like Rip It Up, Nervous Breakdown, Yodel Number 6. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that one, by the way. And some of the songs on this particular album are ones that have returned. Fujiana Mama and Thunder on the Mountain are definitely covers that she's done on her tours along the way. She's also recorded a couple of contemporary Amy Winehouse type tracks, like You Know That I'm No Good. She's done those over the years. I check out this lady. She's very, very interesting and definitely a bit of an excitement live as well. Yeah, so watch out for her. You're on Groove 107.7 FM. What have I got coming up next? Well, let's have a look at a little bit of Sensational Soul. It's a compilation of about 30-odd soul and funk stompers from 1965 to 1972. Going to play a track which will give you a feel for what... the kind of stuff that they have. This one's called J-Soul by this. J-Soul is the name of the band, rather, and they do Sintonia El Sol. You're on Groove 107.7 FM.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we play for you Soul Symphony. Oh, yeah!
La Sabas doing a wonderful, wonderful remake of A Boogaloo, the Spanish version, of course, just to make things a little bit more interesting. Time now for the Groove Book Report. So settle in. This is one that you might want to look at. It's by Alex Ross. It's called Listen to This. It's put out by Fourth State, and you can pick it up for about $39.99. Not a bad price, actually. In his first book, The Rest is Noise, Alex Ross took on the history of music in the 20th century. This time, the premise is that music, no matter what kind, is still that music. So put away your classifications, your little baskets, and board up those little pigeonholes. Music in its own context is just that, in its own space. It's music. It livens the senses, recalls the memory, enthralls us all, and creates a critique and a narrative to our lives. Opening with his own background, Ross talks about his early dalliances with the classical genre and pledges his allegiance to a label that he, himself, struggles to identify with. As a critic for The New Yorker, it seems that Ross has been thrown up against the literary wall a few times in the past and has been challenged to defend the pseudo-snobbery and faux halt that surrounds the classical music genre. A term, by the way, that Ross acknowledges is to look in the past and discounts the recent composers of the genre, say Philip Glass and people like that. Basically, the whole genre seems to look entirely at what went on before, the Bachs, the Beethovens, that kind of thing. Anything that's new is, well, it's not classical, is it? It is from this position that Ross embarks on a sprawling journey without a map and no intention of stopping to ask directions. Essentially, Listen is a collection of essays covering the question of what is music from a vast array of viewpoints, that is. The answers come from the most unlikely set of respondents. The late mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson tears out a metaphorical heart over a Bach cantata. Bob Dylan arrives gruff and abusive to a collection of inebriated Minnesotans and loose hippies. Why can't they just accept artistic directions and change and go electric like him? Huh, what do they know? And there's the predictable nerdy piece about a Vermont band camp for chamber musicians, minus the flute jokes, thank goodness. It's also twee and in praise of students with plaid and polyester dedication to their cause, but he's forgiven for that. Then, just to prove his hipness, Ross stands in the rain with the Radiohead gig in Oxford just to check out the origins and the output of the new brainy pop kids and what these whiz kids are listening to these days. All proves what a great party guest Ross could muster up the next time there's a few cocktails round at his Manhattan loft. But intellectual pursuits aside, it seems that Ross, an essentially classical critic, has missed the boat when it comes to measuring the cultural weight that modern music has impacted upon us all. Now, more than ever, especially those elements that could loosely be affiliated with the classical genre, have found their way into every crack of our lives. From advertising to movie soundtracks to mobile tones, there is some kind of music invading the silence, telling us what to think, how to behave, and even how to wake up. Ross does briefly look at the impact of the recording industry on how we listen to music and how we consume it, and further hints come with his experiments of an iPod shuffle, allowing Steve Jobs to randomly DJ mix the Rites of Spring with, say, Louis Armstrong, for example. But what misses is a companion essay on how it consumes us, that is, the listener. Ross is most comfortable talking about how artists and composers borrow, steal, and beg from the genres, as if we haven't noticed before, yet the diversification of music, the consumption in the 21st century, cannot be dismissed, no matter how fervently one writes about Björk's primal associations with Callas or the adoption of atonal music into the pop by Velvet Underground and Sonic Youth. Where are the reviews, for example, of the composition for computer games? Those ringtones I mentioned, or any other digital medium for that matter. Perhaps the windows in the offices of the New Yorker are a little foggy up there in those lofty ivory heights. Still, down on the street, I can't deny that this is a great cerebral work. Ross is a literary craftsman. His turn of phrase and his depth of knowledge in all his subjects make this a pleasure to read. Even if you don't come from a classical background, entertaining and witty, overflowing with insight that will listen more and more closely to music and more widely after reading this, and that has to be a good thing. Yep, so I would recommend this book, basically. It is known as Listen to This by Alex Ross, and it really is just a musical journey. As you can tell, it's a good cerebral workout. check it out. You can find it on Fourth Estate. If you'd like to see a transcript of what I've just written here, maybe a couple of links, go to The Adventures of the Coffee Bar Kid. That's my webpage, adventuresofthecoffeebarkid.blogspot.com, or you can go through groovefm.co.nz and find the link that way. Now back to the music on Groove 107.7 FM.
What is the emotion? What is the feeling? Who feeling? Who are you feeling? Who are you feeling? Who are you feeling? Who are you? Who are you feeling? 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 Who are you feeling?
The way she looks at you, her eyes, the way she looks at you, her eyes, is it a dare? She looks at you. You wonder if you'll get there tonight.
We'll be right back.
wonder if you'll get there tonight.